Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Well, I don't know. He could have said it better himself. Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Building Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. I'm going to be here till 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise, and Lance is on the other side of the glass. So, hey, anything you text us or call us, we'll get to it and we'll talk about it. And we might even know the answer. If we don't, we'll probably make up something real good. No, we wouldn't.
We can pretend.
Yeah, we can pretend. No, we'll say, honestly, we don't know, but we'll look. And for sure, we'll find out what the answer could be to that. So however that goes, that's how that goes. All right, we've got Thomas Trammell with Family Termite and Environmental coming up at 10:30. And we're going to talk a little bit about protecting your home with that type situation. And today I just thought we'd talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. We're going to talk about new houses that are being built for under $300,000. We're going to talk a little bit about those and how things in the building industry here in Mississippi have changed. But we'll talk about that in a little while. Also going to talk about the turn post or the post on the columns in the front of your house. And here's something I've asked before, and I would surely like to get some text response on this. Our text line is 601-879-4395. So she's our text line. Anybody who is using solar panels for any purpose at their home, text us and let us know how things are going. Was it a hassle to get a hold of solar panels, to have them installed, to maintain them? Are you gaining by having those? Because I think a lot of people here in Mississippi really don't know enough about what solar panels can or can't do here in the state. And so we need to know more, and I need to know more. So want to share that with the people, but can't share what I don't have. Send us some information. Again, 601-879-4395 is our text line. And I'm just kind of curious because, you know, you ride around a lot, and I don't see a lot of solar panels around like I do in other states. Why? So let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of that. So
you'll see them, you know, a lot of golf course communities.
Yeah.
You'll see them. And yeah, it may be sun-oriented where – you know, you just don't have a great line or yard size.
Sure.
But, you know, if those homes are juxtaposed correctly, I've seen enough where I go, well, it must be some kind of offset that's working.
Yeah, I've seen as well. And you're right. It's where they're placed. And then it also depends on the size of the house. You see them a lot on larger houses. Like you say, near golf course, it's not like a beginner's home.
No, I'm not seeing them on smaller homes. I don't know. Again, I did the research on that years ago.
Uh-huh.
BP Solar has a great website, and
right.
it really showed you the subsidy opportunities if you lived in certain Sunbelt states,
right.
Which we do, but we're not in one where there was a lot of subsidies that were really incentivizing the purchase of solar.
Right.
So that really limited Mississippi in coming on board. But those that said, hey, you know, I don't mind paying out of pocket,
right,
to know that it's going to offset my bill over 6, 7, 8 years.
Right.
Hardware is going to last this long. And when you do the math, there are sites out there that can help you a little bit that give you some more information. And I know Brent Bailey just shot me a text, a former PSC. And let's see what Mr.
Let's see what Brent. I loved
him. Oh, he's awesome. I love him. And Mississippi does not have the same incentives as many other states, as I was saying. And he's one of the ones that taught me that. And again, years of in finance,
yeah,
wondering when it would hit here. And again, you need to be on level playing ground in many cases.
That's correct.
Because the incentivization is not here. You're not getting the benefit of it.
I've also heard, and this may be a decade old, but I heard this, that solar panels don't perform or service quite as well in this climate as they would in other climates, which I don't understand because we seem to have plenty of sun around here.
Well, there's so many things with it. Anything metal with humidity, hot, cold extremes, anything plastic oriented, the face, the crystal, pollen. I mean, who's going to clean this stuff? When they say no maintenance, let's be realistic. There is not one thing you're ever going to buy
ever
that doesn't have some form of maintenance. So let's be realistic. There is maintenance, like cleaning it, making sure that everything is still in working order, all this, how it comes in. The other thing is, how do you get a benefit? TVA.
Sure.
In northern Mississippi, if you were generating more electricity than you were consuming, then you may get a credit.
That's right.
And so if you have that across the state and every energy provider had those types of incentives along with, say, the opportunity where you get subsidies from the state to implement, then you're starting looking at a payoff plan on that hardware that's much shorter than it would be otherwise, which right now I'm not quite sure how long the payoff plan would be to take your hardware and reduce your energy output by using that. And then what does that cost on your bill? Then you multiply that out over how many months. Here it's a long time.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
In Texas or Florida, it's not.
It's going to take a while to
that's your problem.
Even actually then start again
ahead. If it's 15 years here and it's 4 years in Florida or 6 years in Texas, you're going to see a lot more solar panels there. And I do believe that you need a diversified energy plan, whether it's geothermal, natural gas, electricity, solar. It's hard to, you obviously can't do wind at the house. In most neighborhoods, that wouldn't be appropriate.
But it's really gotten to the point where the electrical grid in this country is just not everything that it should be, and we could be running into situations where we don't have that service coming into our house, and we'll need to keep that house warm or cool during the situation.
As Brent Bailey says, systems must be properly sized.
Yes.
Right? You also, credits are different across different utilities, as I was stating. So some up here may offer credits, whereas these over there do not.
Right.
And so Mississippi's just not uniform in that. And thanks again, Brent, for the great information and being a friend of the show, and always a pleasure to have your input, because he knows this stuff like the back of his hand.
I'd love to talk to him, man. That's great. Thank you, Brent. We appreciate you participating and sending that text, Steve, to Lance, and he got it on the air. I like it. That's good.
That's what to get you good info.
We'll get some good info, and that's so, so important to get.
And a lot of it comes from you guys, the listeners. It's a PSC, Public Service Commission, or if it's somebody who's been out there doing this work as a contractor or a company, any of that stuff, we love to learn about it because it helps our listeners also answer the same questions across a large platform instead of making a call to somebody over here. We can get these answered for you on air.
Right.
And thank you for the input that we get from you.
Oh, man, it makes the show. I mean, I've done the show long enough to know that the input that I've gotten from the listeners has made the program. It's not what I do. It's what they tell me, and then I just repeat it. And it seems like I know everything. It comes off the net to me, or it comes in that. Of course, I've been around a little bit, but still in all.
It's kind of like using AI. You can use it, and that's our listener. We have an AI group of listeners out there, and they provide us with all this great information, and then we just need to verify its accuracy in a lot of cases and those things, because you don't want to tell AI to do something and then not ever proofread it, right?
Yeah. So, folks, this is a disclaimer from SuperTalk. Right. Anybody who mentions AI on the air, we're going to blame them totally for their problems that we may have.
I've already been converted to AI. I'm wearing a Neuralink right now.
A lot of people. My son has two, and I'm going, wow, people are really starting to use AI, and they are using it a lot more.
I use it for shortcuts, but I mean, I would never trust it to give me an answer that I don't go confirm,
or
present me with information. I've given it raw data, and then it shoots out refined information. You really do need to kind of look through it, but it's a great tool.
It is a good tool. That's what it is. But like any other tool, it can be abused, and it can be.
Hey, people misuse a hammer.
Oh, that's right. Misused, and misusing any tool is just it's not going to, you're not going to gain anything by doing that. And so I recommend it. And I did mention my son. He ran last week.
I wanted to hear this.
Last week he
78 ran hours straight of running.
The Fondren Ultra Urban Race, which was 3.1 mile circle, but for 12 hours. So he ran the entire 12 hours. A crazy person. 12 hours. I texted his wife at about 3 and said, how is he doing? And she said, oh, he's doing well. Now he had a little sinking spell around 1 o'clock. I said,
kidding me?
Yeah, wow.
What, at night or the next day or what, while he was running? I mean,
he ran the whole race, had 68 miles down, and came in third.
Somebody beat him? Somebody from Kenya?
There's a couple of guys in town who are or in the state who are really, really runners, and he competes with them a lot and ends up coming in behind them a lot. And once in a while, he's actually beat them.
Well, that's cool, though. It gives you a carrot to dangle in front of yourself. When you're running 60-something miles, you're going, yeah, who can do this? Well, these two guys apparently can, too. So.
You know, and one thing I've learned for sure, and I think this is true probably with most athletes, more that is in the mind than there is in the actual physical.
Oh, goodness, man, are you kidding me? If you don't have the mental fortitude or the desire,
it's not gonna happen.
The determination, the fire in your belly to just take that next step.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of time what you're dealing with in sports is the unknown.
It is the unknown.
And that's what it teaches you a lot of is you can't be fearful of the unknown. You really just have to go forward.
Right.
And you learn a lot as you go. And you have to implement that and adapt and change and do things that help you get further along rather than hamstring you.
Yeah.
Whether you're running or playing baseball or
whatever.
You got to take the best of what you learn and then throw away the junk. And that's hard to do because habits – any habit you create, it takes about 10 times longer to break it.
Oh, yeah.
Than it did to create it.
It's hard to get caught up. It's easy to get caught up in the junk and hard to get rid of it. And that applies kind of to life in general.
It applies to your garage. I mean, that's kind of where I was going with this. I mean, you go look in your garage.
What'd you have to bring that up for? No.
It's summertime, baby. You got to clean that thing out. And I know because I've got to do the same thing.
I have a two-car garage. I can still park two cars in comfortably.
No, come on.
Always will and always have. I mean, maybe it needs a little cleaning up, but not too bad. It's really in pretty good shape. I keep my garage. I keep it where I drive in. I don't have to look at a whole bunch of junk because I'm not going to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that.
Right. Well, and that's it. You accumulate things. You accumulate bad habits and stuff you don't want and anything. And this is that spring cleaning time, folks, where you open up the garage and you go, wow, man, the sun's out and beautiful. It's not hot. And I can get rid of a lot of this stuff.
Well, the city of Pearl has their cleanup day, which is the 5th through, I don't know, somewhere like the 15th or something like that, where they will pick up, where you can take actual furniture and things like that to a dump site, and they'll take it for absolutely nothing.
That's great.
It's a way to clean up your house. But they won't take paints and things like that, which I'd sure love to get rid of a lot of the old paints that I have. I have no use for it.
What do you do with that? That's a good question. Where do we dispose of
lead-based
I
think
lead
you can take
paint?
Them to a place that receives
tires,
all that. That receives all that and recycles it or whatever they do
if
with it.
If anybody has any information about that out there, whether you're on the coast, central Mississippi, or north of the Delta, and folks have got tires laying around the yard they want to get rid of or paints and those things, and y'all know the right places to go, I will be happy to announce it over there. Because I know how you feel. When you're ready to get rid of stuff and you don't know where to go with it. It's like, I can't just go dump this off on the side of the road. That isn't right. You know,
right.
You want to know where to – you got to dispose of things properly.
You got to get rid of things properly because the side of the road is – let's keep it clean, folks.
Not just our house, but the roadsides and everything.
That's right. Let's keep it clean. That's what we need to do. All right. Lance, what's going on in the text line? I can't. While I'm reading this next thing, you can get and see what it says. Buddy and Lance, so you can talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, we have a public service announcement here. So tell everyone to be careful on solar companies. Do your research. Watch out for scammers based on bad experience in Rankin County. Thanks, Phil. Any information like that's helpful because, as we always say, and Buddy is, we have providers here that are our advertisers. And we love them. They're great. And there's a reason why we partner with them and they're here with us. Our job is to get you accurate information.
Yeah.
And provide you with people that can answer questions. Even if you don't hire them, they have the heart of a servant. And so we can help you with things like that. And listeners, again, thank you.
Thank you so much. And that actually leads me really easily into the next segment I want to talk about, and that is a building of homes that are under $300,000 brand new. And they are starting, they are building some of those. They're very hard to find. There's not many around. And the builders in Mississippi for years have always used like crown molding, even in the smaller houses. They use a smaller version of crown molding, but up the top in the main rooms anyway, at least there's crown molding. And there's not a lot of times in the bedrooms, but in the main rooms, at least there's crown molding in the smaller houses. Well, the builders have learned in Mississippi that from out-of-state builders that are coming into the state and building homes, that they are not putting any crown molding up, that it turns out to be an option. And so the builders in Mississippi are now building homes without crown molding on top. And that's the way new homes are built, the least expensive way, which is okay. Now, here's the situation. When you're building an inexpensive home, of course, you're going to accept the lowest bidder in every aspect. And I'm not opposed to that, but I do have an opinion. My opinion is that it takes the same amount of time to and energy to do things right as it would to do things halfway. And unfortunately, some of the low-bidding subs that are being put on these smaller houses are not doing the job that is being done by a good framer or a good trim person on another type, another house in Mississippi. They are available, smaller lots. But I'm also hearing a lot of problems with them, like some of the doors are not closing tightly because the door is not square in the opening, and a lot of cut-off doors that have not been pre-sliced so that the masonite is beginning to flake up at the bottom. Those are little problems that don't seem like very much, but they shouldn't exist. They do exist in the building of smaller homes in a lot of times. So when I would go looking at a smaller home, which I'm not opposed to, I think is really a great plan, look at smaller homes and at least see what's available out there. And you may find that a good used home that's been refurnished and rebuilt and reset might be a better bargain. Hey, short break coming up. Thomas Trammell from Family Termite and Environmental is going to be with us for the next segment. We're going to talk about taking care of your home right here on Super Talk. My name is Buddy Slowick, the handyman at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. I wouldn't be where I am today without the love and support of my family. It's critical to have people around you that are always on your team. The outstanding folks at Farm Bureau do just that with their competitive rates and exceptional customer service. Be a part of the team that rallies around you. It's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hey, this is Bob.
Yeah, he gets off on country music, calls disco left him cold. He's got young friends in a new way, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died.
And a music made him happy, and a silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie. This new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard.
It's so hard for old hippies to wonder what to do. Should they stay the same or adjust?
I love it. That's one of my favorite songs.
Good,
Bellamy
good
Brothers.
All right. On the phone with us, Thomas Trammell with Family Termite and Environmental. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, buddy.
Did we wake you?
No.
Well, good. I'm glad we didn't. Do you guys work on – are you guys busy on Saturdays?
Oh, yeah. I'm on a bat job today.
What, bat job? Are you Batman today?
I'm Batman.
Wow. I want to see your ears, man. But at any rate, that's what pest control is all about, getting rid of critters that maybe that you don't want in your house. And you said something to me last time you were on the air about how it was earlier in the season, yet that was the time to start treating your things that may create wasp nests. And I did that to a place that is notorious for having a wasp nest every year. And I started treating it like daily for about a week. And I haven't had them since. So I think that what you said made good sense. Isn't that amazing?
Sometimes I know what I'm talking about.
It just blows me away. No, Family Termite and Environmental is the best pest control, environmental, and whatever. And you have the business roster. You have enough people on board that prove that, and they will all recommend you highly because. Really, you guys do a great job, and you've got a great staff and care about taking care of people's homes. But people don't realize, or not everybody realizes, how important it is to have an environmental service involved or a pest control service or a termite service.
You can get yourself into a big pickle waiting too long or not doing anything at all, By not getting a service performed, or in some instances, doing it yourself.
Right. Yeah. And doing it yourself, you think that you may have solved the problem, but remember, doing it yourself, you don't get to use the same type chemicals that the professionals get to use, and you're probably not doing well. You're definitely not doing as good a job as they would do. So, yes, you can do it yourself, but are you doing it 100%?
In some of those instances, the chemicals that a consumer can buy are much less safe than the chemicals that we use. And I know that probably sounds a little introactive, but you can buy some pretty gnarly stuff out there, and that can be very, very harmful.
Well, Thomas, explain to me, harmful to what? Harmful to the soil, into the house, to you? What can happen?
The people, pets, plants. There's many instances, and I see it every day. You can go down to your local big box store, and I won't name any specific names, but you can go down and you can buy a pre-mixed chemical that you can put out that is very, very harmful to, or detrimental, may I add, to the respiratory system, to your family and to your pets, and people put it all over their house. There's label directions on things, but everybody doesn't always read that. They just go to kind of applying things where they think they should, not necessarily where it should go.
Right, right. Yeah, a lot of people don't. I mean, a lot of items they don't read directions. It's just, hey, I'm going to do this. And the directions may have that one little thing that you're missing in there, and you may not do it correctly.
The advantage to a professional pest control company coming out and performing a service is the chemicals, products, and services that we do, right. They're tested. And we go above and beyond. I mean, obviously, we're going to use stuff that's a lot safer for your family, for your home, for your pets, for your plants. We're gonna apply those things in areas in such a way that will not be detrimental to your health. We're gonna apply products that in specific areas that are designed to go there.
Right.
So, for easy example to explain that a little bit, if you were to buy a product from a big box store and come home and treat around a windowsill and then treat down your hallway,
right.
You may have a vent for air conditioning system that draws in air that circulates through your whole home, and you're applying that chemical that may not be designed to stay in one place. That may gassate, and that gets right into your air conditioning system. Now you spread it through your whole house in 5 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
And you're breathing it in.
So you actually, by doing your own pest control, you take the opportunity to really doing some damage to everything. I mean, to everything you care about.
Yes. From anywhere from skin rashes to upper respiratory infections to even blindness.
Well,
can happen from some of these products that you can buy right over the counter.
All that makes more sense to me to call a professional. And when you're going to call a professional, my opinion is call the best you can get a hold of and talk to them about what needs to be done. And in my estimation, Family Termite and Environmental is the best. Give them a call. What number? How do they get in touch with you guys?
They can reach us at 601-933-1014, on our website at www.family-termite.com, or you can reach us at all of the social media outlets, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, X. We're on all the platforms.
And you can call up here anytime that you can get a hold of Lance, and he'll be happy to share that number with you or anybody who's really can look it up and find out. We at SuperTalk will give that number out as well, because Family Termite has been with us for, I can't even count the years, and don't begin to try, but at any rate, they do such a great job and really care about taking care of their customers and making sure their customers are very, very happy. And
I did my first show in 2005, I believe.
Whoa, that's 20 years, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm old.
Wow. Yeah, well, how about me?
I know you got to be at least, what, 42, 43? I just turned 41. So.
I got to be at least 43. Yeah, I'm at...
Then I'm older than all of y'all.
Thomas,
right?
I'm older than that for sure. But at any rate, Family Termite. Your business, is a lot of it like just... repeat and customers, existing customers, or do you pick up new customers? And how often do you get calls that are like, we have a situation and we need to talk to you and have somebody out here to help us with it? I mean,
we have around 80,000 existing customers.
Wow, that's great.
In the state of Mississippi, we get between 30 and 40 calls a day for new customers.
Wow.
And probably half of those are that, hey, help me.
Yeah. Which is great. People should call, because it's better to get help from somebody who knows what they're doing than it is to just kind of go willy-nilly and take care of it.
With that number of...
One of the things that I really pride our company on and that we strive to do is, We're not out to take anybody's money. If somebody decides, has it in their heart that they want to do their own service, you know, they can call us. One of our technicians will reach out and contact you, or they'll come out to your house. They'll explain the situation at no charge, just to come and look. And if it's something that you just got to do yourself, they're going to give you some guidance on what to do and how to do it.
Let's get that number out again.
601-933-1014, or at our website at www.family-termite.com.
Right, Lance had something up his sleeve he was going to
talk about. I just wanted to ask, with that many customers and as many homes and things that you've seen, what is the strangest job that you have ever encountered in your line of work? I mean, you're on a bat job today, for crying out loud. So,
trying to find out where Batman is.
Yeah, what's the strangest one you've seen?
I got a million. But I would say there's one that has stuck out through the times, and that was the alligator in the house.
Oh my word!
Nice
alligator in the house.
Golly,
no reservoir. Alligator in the house.
What, how did you handle that one? You talk to it sweet and smile at it, or what did you ever
say? I was careful. I handled it very carefully.
See, this is why you hire the best. If you have an alligator in your house, family termite. It says termite in it, but alligators also are on the chopping block.
I wouldn't say that there's a lot of alligators in a lot of houses here
but
today.
But if it happens,
it could happen.
Is the guy you call.
It has happened, huh, Thomas?
It happened. It happened one time, and it was not a fun experience for me.
Yeah.
But we were able to help the customer through the local wildlife and fisheries department, and
sure.
we were able to rid the home. But I had help. I didn't go in there and crocodile Dundee him or anything like that. But
you had a jacket to match now.
Well, again, that just goes to prove why people should call a professional, because a professional is going to take care of the situation, but also look at the situation and say, I need somebody who has more experience in this type of situation, and I will call them and get their opinion or have them come over, one of the two. And that's what a professional will do, will be willing to admit, this is beyond my experience, and I want some help. And that's a good thing. That's a super good thing, because there's so many people out there that will just go about it and say, I can take care of this situation, and not do it properly.
That would have been one that, you know, for the textbooks, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then there's the regular customers who just go about their business, and you do a really good job in taking care of them, and there's no problems that ever pop up because they are well taken care of.
Well, once you get on for pest control or termite control,
uh-huh.
that initial call is really where the main part of the job happens. And
yeah.
So through an inspection, through a good list of how this happened, how did it get here,
right.
An investigation into what to do to make sure that it doesn't happen again, or that these insects or bugs don't get back into the house the same way. What can we do to shore up the property, construction-wise or chemical-wise, or maybe even process-wise, you know, what you do on a day-to-day basis to make sure that doesn't happen.
Sure.
I'll give a quick example. We get this call probably 25 times a year, and they have termites during this time of the year, and they're swarming inside their home or inside of a building. And we go out to the building, and the windows are open. And, you know, everybody wants to let fresh air inside the house after you turn the heater and the AC, you know, swap for the first time in the year, and you're trying to air that house out, and then all of a sudden you have 100,000 termites flying around inside the structure.
Wow.
But if you have the windows open and there's no screens on them, then they that's how they got in.
Yeah, that's a shame, too, because, I mean, here you are. You think you're taking care of things, and all of a sudden you're infested with termites. Eww. And there's nothing more fearful than a swarm of termites. It's like, oh, my gosh, the world's coming to an end.
I mean, it could be anywhere from 1,000 to 100,000 alates swarming at one time, and if you got, you know, if they make it into the home,
yeah,
you know, you'll see every year one of the most common things is around kitchen sinks, bathtubs, the window areas around those. If you have any cracks in that silicone,
yeah,
or the sealing agent that seals those windows up during swarm season, you're gonna find them, because you'll wake up and they'll be 1,500 dead swarmers in your bathtub.
Yeah, yeah. I have a question you may or may not be able to talk about or know about. Insurance has changed so very much over the past few years, but my understanding is termite damage is not covered with homeowner insurance policies, but it is covered by a termite company. If they come and take care of your business and then you have termites and you have damage, they have insurance that'll cover that, is my understanding. Is that correct?
There is a damage insurance that can be purchased through a termite company. Most contracts are not damage contracts.
Yeah.
The reason for that is if you have a reputable termite company, then they're going to be able to take care of the problem.
Take care
of the problem. Is covered through your termite contract is retreatment, which is usually the most expensive part. So having that yearly inspection is super important every year so that somebody can come out that can help identify areas that are conducive to termite damage and termite infestation on your home, since your structure does change from a year-to-year basis.
Yeah.
Having someone that can come out and identify that is a lot more important than damage contracts. We offer a damage contract. I think we have 3 out of all the customers that we have.
I'm going to have to take a short break, and I want you to hang around if you will. So we'll be right back on Super Talk with Thomas Trammell.
The Grammy Museum, Mississippi, is thrilled to announce that the Taylor Swift Through the Eras exhibit is extending its stay
until August 31st, 2025.
Nice. The exhibit has drawn record attendance and captivated visitors since the grand opening in fall of 2024. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi, this exhibit celebrates Taylor Swift's remarkable 19-year music career. Don't miss your chance to step into Taylor's world at the Grammy Museum, Mississippi. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit
GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
That's what I want to be. All right, talking with Thomas Trammell. Thomas, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. We had to take a short break.
That's okay.
It just happens. But you were saying that you go out to a lot of sites and your company takes care of people who really do care about themselves, but also will freely give advice as well as not only on the phone but in person.
Of course.
And that's just so, so important. But I just wanted to spend some time to make sure that people got a hold of your phone number and how they can get in touch with you guys and know that when they call you, they're going to get some really good service. But what is that phone number and website one more time? I keep asking you that, but I'm going to ask you again anyway.
Our phone number is 601-933-1014. And our website is www.family-termite.com.
Now, is there anything else that we should know about your business that is pertinent to our lives today?
During this time of year is the spring season.
Yes.
And during the spring season, that's mating season for all things on the planet. Oh. And that includes termites and insects, bats, people, dolphins, you know, everybody. This is the time of the year. This is where it really gets kicked off for insect populations to establish colonies. That's where we get infestations from. And a colony that establishes this year is not going to be an infesting colony until the year after next or the year after that. This is the year to go ahead and start getting that under control so it doesn't become an infestation in the future.
So, to prevent having any sort of problem with any sort of insect, it's better to treat it before you even see it.
Exactly. So having a maintenance program in place, and I could not stress this enough, termites especially,
yeah.
having a maintenance control program in place previous to an infestation is far superior, 1 million times superior, to waiting until there's an infestation and then treating and repairing damage and trying to get rid of that colony, that established colony, after the fact.
There's no law that says we have to have a plan with a professional company like yours, but it just makes such good sense to me that is like, you know, you need insurance on your house in order to have it. I really do believe you need a pest control plan on your house, or whatever control plan on your house as well. I think that's very, very important.
Having a termite control plan on your home is so important. There is a law that makes you have the house treated for termites before they pour your slab.
Yeah, that's nothing but a good thing.
And if nothing else tells you, there's no other living organism that law requires you to previously treat
right.
before you build your home than termites.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great information, and it's great to have you on board and great to talk to you on a Saturday morning about things going on. Go back to chasing Batman. He's on TV, by the way.
But that's
not the one you're looking for, huh?
You're not supposed to reveal your identity, your secret identity. It's supposed to stay secret.
Okay.
It's hard to do when you're on the radio.
Well, we won't tell the world that Thomas is on the radio this morning and you go hunting Batman, see if we can find him. Thomas, thank you very much for your talk this morning. It was great to have you on board. Family Termite and Environmental, great company. And thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, Family Termite, really. Not only a great company, but Thomas is just fun to be around.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And you can see their car, their vans, you know, out working.
I mean, I don't go anywhere during the day where I don't see a family truck or car around.
I see them
somewhere.
All over the place. We haven't come up with, like, the Pied Piper for cockroaches and termites, where you just blow a flute and walk through a neighborhood and they all follow you take me to the river. That was kind of why I played that. But
yeah.
We don't have that. So you have to take care of your home. They're wooden structures.
Right.
Okay. And as somebody who spent 20 years in real estate and a mother who does this every day, you better take care of your structure.
Yeah.
And if you're not paying attention to that and you live in any area where there could be termite, like he said, swarms, you open windows or whatever it may be, you don't want to figure that out when you're going to sell the home.
Right.
All right. So there's a maintenance mindset there to me, coming from the investment of largely one of the largest investments you're going to make.
Absolutely.
You don't want something secretive over there eating your biggest investment. It'd be like if you put your money in the bank.
Right.
And it just disappeared for no reason. And you went, what happened?
Where
that's what
go?
Termites
where
will go? Do to your home. They'll eat it up. And then it costs a chunk of money to replace that. And you're going to have to do that when you go to sell it, because there's going to be an inspection they got to have.
And the thing about termites is they can be doing damage to your home that you can't even see.
You don't even know it until 6 years later you get a little grouping of them on your floor and you go, oh, what is that?
Or a
line. How did those ants get in my house? Right.
Go,
and those aren't ants. Those are little termites.
What's going on?
So just pay attention to those little nuances with the bugs,
very
especially
important.
Termites, because it is something that can come back and bite you if you ever do want to sell a home, or you're trying to – you get in a wall and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, this thing is infested.
Yeah.
Or it's been eaten up, or they have eaten and gone.
All right.
But that's just – and then beetles, yeah. I mean, carpenter bees will eat up everything you have.
Right.
It'll look like somebody shot a .45-70 into every wooden beam you have. That's where these folks can come in, like Family Termite, and really help you maintain your structures so that you're not looking up and it looks like Swiss cheese on everything, or the beetles. I mean, these are real issues in Mississippi.
Well, you got a text from Ed talking about beetles.
The post,
beetles will actually bore a hole in some kind of wood.
Well, that's where those carpenter bees are. I mean, you'll be sitting there and it looks like it's raining sawdust.
Yeah.
You know, so those are things that just, those little things like that, that you go, oh, okay, well, I must have a bee. You got 50 of them.
Yeah,
you got one.
Yeah. And my suggestion is those the holes need to be filled, clean them out as best you can, and then fill them with anything like caulking or wood filler, and then they need to have a coat of finish put on them. Some paint, finish paint, maybe a primer, and then a paint on top of them. Once the hole is finished with some sort of finish, an insect isn't going to go through the finish, but they are going to go through raw wood more than not. Yeah. Also on the text line, earlier we were asking about paint and disposal of one gentleman said, the way he gets rid of his paint is he takes it all out and pours it on a piece of open plastic and lets it dry in the sun, folds up the plastic and throws it in his trash can. I'm wondering if that's any different than throwing raw paint in the trash can or not. I don't know. The trash men don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows, do they?
But it's probably just as detrimental. No, can't say no against that. I just got to say, hey, it works for you. That's good. All right. The text line's been interesting this morning. Been some strange things going on there today. Well, hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Atlas Repair, Atlas Foundation Repair. We're talking about slab foundations and they're out of square. They need to be taken care of. Hey, Atlas can do it. You call them at 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation Repair. That's 1-800-256-1010. Atlas can fix your foundation the way it should be. That's Atlas Foundation Repair. Slab foundations, 800-256-1010. Handyman Show, about ready to take Fox National News, and then we'll be back with a music segment. Don't you go away. You listen to the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Need cash for home improvements, debt consolidation, or a big purchase? Tap into your home's equity with the Citizens Bank. For a limited time, get 4.79% APR introductory rate for 6 months. Then as low as 7.5% APR after that. Available for new home equity lines of $10,000 or more. Loan to value up to 89.9% for first liens and 80% for second liens. Call 1-800-397-0344 for details on credit cost and terms. The Citizens Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Struggling to find the right equipment at the right price? The M3 Hilltop Ranch Retirement Auction on Purple Wave makes it easy. No reserves, no hassles. John Deere 7 and 8 Series tractors, a 2021 JDW 235 windrower, and more, all in Rogersville, Missouri. You're producing this season, and we have equipment ready to go to work at purplewave.com. Bid before the auction closes May 14th. Purple Wave. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Hey, welcome back to the Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's Handyman at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great organization. But we're up against a music segment, so I want to get back to a text real quickly. Pouring the plastic on the paint. Gentleman said that he does
pouring
that.
Pouring the plastic on the paint.
No, I'm sorry. Pouring plant paint on the plastic and letting it dry to throw it away. Let me back up a little bit. Pouring paint on a plastic, used paint, and letting it dry, and then folding the plastic up and throwing it away.
Makes sense.
He said that's how he does it, and I was questioning that. I got a text from a little later. It said he was told by the garbage man that that is the best way to get rid of paint.
And that's why we ask.
And I'm wondering if all the garbage, if the garbage companies believe that. I mean, is the paint, the outgassing of what's going out of the paint, really the problem? And maybe when the paint is dry, it's okay. I don't know. We'll find out.
Covered too, like that.
Yeah,
I mean, if you wrapped it in Well, Bisqueen or plastic or whatever after it's, I mean, you know, it's dried on that and closed up.
It is, whatever.
Then they go bury all that stuff.
Maybe that works. Who knows?
Interesting.
Yeah, plastic won't ever dissolve. We'll talk about
it. Not in our lifetime, right? Not in any lifetime beyond ours for a long one.
All right, let's do a little music. Hey, this is the weekend of the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and there's so many great artists there today that... Golly, the list of artists, Pearl Jam and Ricky Lee Jones and Samantha Fish and the Headhunters and the Meters and Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Bobby Rush and Harry Connick Jr. are all playing today.
Yeah, I'd just go to see Bobby Rush, but all the others, that's some lanyap right there.
Man, you talk about a great festival. I mean, the New Orleans Jazz Festival is always pretty fantastic.
It was a big deal when I was in college.
Yeah, well,
I've
been there many times a year. Years ago, and I've been many of those, but I haven't been to one recently.
I haven't either. It's been years, decades.
Me too, and I probably should go. It would probably be doeth both good to go.
We'd
to
have
one.
To take a day off, wouldn't we?
We should do a remote from there.
Yeah,
one
we should
day.
Do the remote
even
next year.
Even though you and I would probably have to pay for it.
I'll be eight, if that's the case. You know. Give me some gas money and some food, we'll figure it out.
All right, let's talk a little bit about 38 Special. 38 Special. Well, there are three brothers, the Van Zant brothers. Ronnie Van Zant, Donnie Van Zant was the lead singer for 38 Special, and he played guitar as well. So Donnie Van Zant, one of the brothers, and his younger brother, Ronnie, was the lead singer for the Lynyrd Skynyrd, but he was also involved in that plane crash. So his younger brother, Johnny Van Zant, took over at Lynyrd Skynyrd. So the Van Zant brothers have been playing music for forever in great, like 38 Special is an amazing, amazing band, and so is Lynyrd Skynyrd, an amazing band. But a little story about 38 Special really quickly. They had a warehouse there practicing all the time, and somehow the front door was padlocked on the outside, and they couldn't get out. So they were locked in. I don't know how that happened or why that happened, but that's how the story goes. Well, the police wanted to try to get in there to tell them to turn the noise down because they were getting a lot of complaints in the neighborhood, and they couldn't get in. And 38 Special was standing, Danny was standing inside the building saying, "We can't get out because the padlock's there." So the police said, "Well, we'll let our 38 Special do the talking." And that's how they got their name, 38 Special. Hey, I like it. Let's listen to the 38 Special do a song called "Hold On Loosely." Guitars working together, man, and sing so well. 38 Special, just like
And mustaches.
Phew, unbelievable.
Out of the six guys in the band, five have mustaches, and that's how you want multiple guitars, you better have multiple mustaches working together. There's only one guy in the whole group that doesn't have facial hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know his name.
But they can play.
Can tear it up.
It was noted for a long period of time that 38 Special was more radio friendly than Lynyrd Skynyrd was, and they got more airplay than Lynyrd Skynyrd did.
A lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd songs took on some interesting topics too.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is just so
great man.
The whole brothers, the Van Zandt brothers, just
what was it? Ronnie, Donnie, and what was the other one? Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah. Johnny is
the parents are like, look, you're interchangeable. You're all going to be in a band together.
Yeah.
Ronnie, Donnie, Johnny, we got you here. You know.
Wonder what their parents think.
What were their parents name like? Lucille and Ron or something. We're going to go Johnny, Donnie, Ronnie.
Oh well.
Great family of musicians.
Great funeral. Wow. Really. I mean, there was
Ronnie was something. I was a huge fan.
Yeah, he was really. Well, they're all something. They really are special. Timothy B. Schmidt. Well, of course, he's the bass player for the Eagles, and that's pretty much how people know him. But Timothy B. Schmidt has been around a long, long time. He's a vocalist and a bass player mostly. He plays guitar, but he played for Poco first, and then he played for the Eagles second. But he was following Randy Meisner. Randy Meisner played for Poco, and Randy Meisner left Poco to join the Eagles. And, who took his place but Timothy B. Schmidt? Before Schmidt became part of a group, he did background vocals and was a studio musician for people like Firefall, Steely Dan, Bob Seger, Boss Gags, Toto, and was in the Coral Reefer Band for 3 years.
That had to be the best experience of all of them.
Can you imagine being with Jimmy Buffett for 3 years? And I think it was.
He probably never wore shoes for 3 years. You know?
But he was a very quiet, very low-key type person, but a great absolute writer. Has a tremendous, tremendous voice and has done many great hit songs and have written many songs that people don't even know that he did, a lot of country music and a lot of stuff. Timothy B. Schmidt is a consummate musician all the way through and does a great simple, simple song called Simple Man. Great song. Let's listen to a little bit of Simple Man.
I'm a simple man and I'm on my way to whatever lies ahead while aging day by day. And I don't know where I'll be next or if I'll be at all. I'm not privy to life's protocol. And I'm not seeking gold, I don't look for fame. It's all in my past now, it's another game. Though I no longer need the things I did before, I can't help but think there's so much more. Tell me what you're thinking, this I want to know. Stay, I am so alone. Lay you down upon this bed. I feel heavy and the night is taking over. There's no moon up in the sky. We can't sleep until it's light. Let the darkness be our blanket.
I mean, I listen to Timothy B. Schmidt at home a lot because there's so darn much good music in there. It's just amazing. Text came in from I don't know that man's name. The man, same man who dumped paint on plastic, let it dry, and pulled it up, said he was a roadie for Styx for a long time. I'm like, well, what's your name, sir? Send it to us.
Yes, let me get you two guys together.
Send your name to us so we can at least credit you. I mean, a roadie for Styx, I bet you had a blast doing that. Because I was on the road for a long time with another group and had a great time, but I'm sure being on Ready for Sticks was different all by itself. Hey, our next artist is Grace Potter. Grace Potter, I've always been a Grace Potter fan, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and she wrote a song called Something That I Wanted, and actually got involved with Disney doing a whole bunch of television shows and background music and different shows. And she did Something That I Wanted was used in the Disney animated movie Tangled. And she, well, Grace grew up in Vermont in, I don't know if it was a compound or a farm. I think it was more of a compound.
Probably a compound.
Yeah, probably a compound.
It sounds Vermont, you know, that sounds
but
legit.
She practiced in a barn. And one album I have of hers that I think is absolutely tremendous is called The Lion and the Beast. And that song itself is like, wow. It's just amazing, amazing rock. That's not the song we're going to play. We're going to play the song from Tangled. It's a Disney movie. And Grace Potter is actually the vocalist. So let's listen to Grace Potter do Something That I Wanted, a song that she wrote.
Come on.
Grace Potter, great, great artist. And not, I don't think enough people know about who Grace Potter really is, because she has done an awful lot in music and has this wonderful, wonderful voice, has this voice that carries so well and just really, I don't know, is very effective in a lot of different areas. Love Grace Potter. Great, great artist. Hey, next come in from the James. James was a roadie for Styx for a long time and had a good time doing that. And James, thank you for telling us that. We appreciate it very much. I bet you have some stories to tell.
And we would love to hear them.
We would love to hear. You can text the stories, or you can actually, well, one day we'll get you on the phone and we'll yak about them. It would be fun to do. Hey, my next artist, I've never played on the air before, but I think it's time. I really do think it's time. Janis Joplin. Janis Joplin was a total, total free spirit. She just believed in Janis Joplin totally. That's all there was to it. But she had gotten to make enough money to really, she bought a 1965 Porsche 356C Cabriolet. And when she went to pick it up from the dealer, she told the dealer, send it to Dallas, I want to have it repainted. And the dealer said, what? It's a beautiful car. It was cream color. It's gorgeous. What do you want? Send it to Dallas. I want to have it repainted. He sent it to Dallas, and it came back, and he was appalled. He thought, this is the most ridiculous car. Why would you do that to such a beautiful, beautiful automobile? But the paint job that she had done on the car was like a psychedelic version of not only Janis Joplin and her group on one side, but the universe and the eye of God and just everything, everything you can imagine was on there. The car itself was a story on the road, and she drove that car all over the place. There's a story one time that she was going from L.A. to San Francisco and was having a little trouble with her transmission and drove it in a lower gear all the way from L.A. to San Francisco and about tore the transmission up. Of course, getting it refixed, no big deal. But let's listen to Janis Joplin do Me and Bobby McGee. She's a great artist. Let's just do it.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby said, Avenue. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Me and Bobby McGee, feeling good was good enough for me. And sometimes she took feeling good too far. And that was the end of Janis. Oh, well, that's a shame. James, who was the roadie for Styx, said that one time he was filming with Styx at Daryl Hall's house, and he met Janis Joplin. And he said he was floored. He was just like, didn't know what to say about it. Just bored. Trombone Shorty. Going to take us out. Trombone Shorty is playing tomorrow at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. He'll be featured in the afternoon sometime. Trombone Shorty, listen to him. Take us home, trombone.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, a legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
Golden Moon Casino in Choctaw, Mississippi offers a Vegas experience without the airfare. The winnings are huge with over 1,100 Vegas-style slots to choose from. Or try your hand at more than 25 table games, from dice to blackjack, roulette, and mini baccarat. Golden Moon Casino gives you more ways to win with our elevated 14-table poker room, the crown jewel of gaming. Golden Moon Casino is your premier gaming mecca. Go all in at a real Vegas-style casino. Must be 21 to gamble.
Sometimes
I can't step on that.
No.
One of the lyrics in the line is, in my book of memories, if he has a book of memories, it has to be pulled by a truck behind him.
Yes, I was going to say, the reason he doesn't live in yesterday is because it's too heavy. I mean, pulling that train, he's got to make new memories, buddy.
New memories, yeah, all the time.
Knowing that guy. And hey. I love that song, too, because of that. It's such wisdom. Yeah. From somebody who's lived it and seen it all. You got to keep moving forward.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, text came in from James, who was the famous roadie for Styx. Correction. When he was at Daryl Hall's house filming with Styx, he met Grace Potter, not Janis Joplin. But meeting Grace Potter is still just an awe-inspiring ordeal, because Grace was something else. It is something else for sure. And I'm sure that James thinks the same. Thanks, James, for sending us that correction. We appreciate it. I don't want to be giving out the wrong information to anybody. All right. Turn posts or columns on the front of your porch. The original older houses used, like, turn posts or just 4x4 post with a little bit of scrolling in them and made them look a whole lot better. But those posts a lot of times would start decaying at the bottom. And if they're caught early enough, you can put what's called flint blocks underneath them. Aluminum flint blocks are blocks that are maybe they're about an inch and a half tall, and they come in different heights and they come in different sizes as well. But what you would have to do is you would take probably like a hydraulic jack is best to use, and a 4x4 with like a piece of 1x6 nailed flat to the top, about 6 inches long, so it can go up against the edge of the roof of the garage beam and push it up and not do any indentation to the wood. And the hydraulic jack will actually pump it, and you don't have to lift it very high to get it off the ground. But once you do, what you do is you cut off your post to make sure the flint block fits under there properly, and then lower it down on the flint block. And it's really going to work quite well. But most flint blocks are designed to be attached to the bottom of a turn post before it's put up. And if that's done, then it can be attached from the bottom and attached very well and do a very good job. Now, there are also problems with people who have, like, custom columns or custom things that are beginning to decay, or wooden columns, round wooden columns that are beginning to decay. And patching them is like, yeah, sometimes it works, most times it doesn't. So it's much easier to replace any kind of column with a composite, fiberglass, or some kind of column that will last, or a synthetic column. And columns are available today in just about any style, whether they're fluted or squared or round or any way that you want. You can just about get a composite or fiberglass column with a non-decay cap and base. The installation is the same. It's best to use a hydraulic jack and a 4x4 with that 1x6 on top to actually lift up your roof line on the porch just a little bit. I'm talking inches here, very, very few, if even an inch, to replace these columns. It's not that difficult to do. But to get that post right and jacked up, it's important you do that just right. Now, if you don't have a hydraulic jack, a scissors jack most times for an automobile will probably work. I don't think it's as good. I've had some scissors jack fail on me before trying to do that type of thing. But I think it's the quality of the jack that really makes the difference. That's why I suggest a hydraulic jack. It's just a better system to use. But columns are available at almost any home center, at almost any big box home center, or almost any lumber yard, or special ordered through a place that deals with columns and whatnot. But they can get you just exactly what you need. Most columns come in 2-foot increments, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, and also in different diameters. You can get round or square columns anywhere from 10 to 8 to 6 to 24-inch wide diameter, if that be your desire, if you've got columns like that are on the White House and you need some huge columns, they can do that type of work. But all that can be done and can be replaced. But columns really make a big difference in what you're doing in life, and can make a big difference in what you're doing with your home and how it looks. And most columns, even though they're probably fiberglass and or composite, they're still meant to be painted. They should be painted. All the caps and caps and bases should be probably caulked to the column, and then the column should be painted. And then you'll have a solid front porch, as you should have, because I don't know if you sit in the front porch as much as I do or my family does. I don't sit on the front porch quite as much as I sit on the back porch because I can see the woods from there.
I never sit on the front porch. I love the back porch. It's the woods and birds and everything moving and the dogs. And
you know, a lot of people on the back porch, when they sit out, all you can see is their next door neighbor's house or the house next to. My back porch, I see nothing but woods.
There's 100 plus acres behind me.
I love it.
It's like I live between Northwest Rankin, and then there's a huge swath of trees, and then the back porch. So I can sit there and listen to a football game or a baseball game. You know, it's
well. I can hear all the baseball and football games going on up. The band's playing mostly in Pearl.
Oh yeah, I love listening.
I can hear
practicing.
That, but at my house, and yet still, my house faces what would be gas company land, and it's all woodland.
Yeah.
So it's nobody can build back there.
And the guy that owns the land behind us, I think he lives in Virginia or something. Yeah. So we never see him. Like 100-something acres is just hanging out. It is. It's nice to have the ambiance of the woods, and you get the greens and everything, and then it goes to gray and browns.
Oh, the woods just
and then it starts
the
gently coming back to green and everything. Yeah, I love that.
To
I
be
really
aware
do.
Of the change of the colors of the seasons, it just amazes me how, and the different greens. You look out at the woods and you see light green, dark green, deep green. Simplicity kind of amazes me like that.
I grew up in a home with a mother and a father. My mother's side of the family, her mother was an artist. And there were a lot of artists in there. And then on my dad's side, they were farmers. So you had this blend of colors and creation.
Yeah.
And my grandmother loved mixing her own colors. You know,
sure.
Get the palette. So as a kid, I remember being really little, and she'd squirt out all the oils all over everything, these beautiful yellows and reds.
Yeah.
And then she'd say, okay, now make purple or make and so you would make a color and shades, every different shade of whatever you could dream of, you could make. And it's similar in the garden.
And it's such a learning experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, learning how things come together like that, the colors, how they, what makes what, and that you can go create that and not just go buy a tube of something, but knowing how to combine them.
Yeah.
And then having the farming side there where there's this, the yellows of the corn, the greens of the beans, and just everything, the shades, the green apple tree over there that my mama would make her apple fritters from. Everything, there's 1,000 shades of green. It's amazing. Yeah, so you get used to how does nature know? Nature's perfect, though.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. All the colors that are available that we're aware of are in nature somewhere.
They are. And Seabrook Paints can create those for you if you want them.
Really?
I'm serious. Whatever you dream.
Whatever you dream is
that color for you, what you want to wake up with. It's possible. And I always love that about the artistic world and that creativity of color and experimenting with it and finding that which kind of warms you and things maybe you're not attracted to. And that goes to, the same. You paint your front door. Is it turquoise? Is it red? Is it black? Is it blue? Those little accent pieces mean so much.
My question is, how many people have painted their front door and looked at it for probably a month and said, this isn't the color it should be?
Let's go
with something else. I bet a bunch of that has happened.
Well,
I know
that's great.
There's some doors in my neighborhood. I know that
you've seen them change colors a few times.
There's a pink door in my neighborhood. Oh, it makes me go,
Pepto-Bismol salesman or Avon lady, maybe.
Is it something? Yeah. I mean, you want me to come paint
she
it for
got
you?
The pink Cadillac, too?
No, I'll paint it for you. Want me to? I'll buy the paint, too.
But, that's it. Everybody has something that you migrate to in colors.
That's right. They do.
And that's why you and I have that conversation here about once a Saturday in the last probably year is the black and white of everything now.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like you're in a industrial building somewhat where everything's so clean and perfect. I mean, My you've seen my SUV. I don't know if it's had a shower in 2 years. I don't know if I can live in a house with just white and black. I'd feel dirty. I'm ruining this place.
Can I still get in your SUV?
No. I asked Nellie when I pick her up and take her to lunch here and there. I'm like, all right, you got to give me 5 minutes.
You'll have to ride back on the trailer.
Got to move stuff. But no, when I see those, and it's not that I'm like a dirty person or anything, but when you see the pristine and perfect of the white and black, it's almost too perfect for me.
Yeah.
I need color.
Yeah,
I need some divergence and shades. But again, not taking away from how clean and wonderful and beautiful that look is.
Yeah, right.
It's just I feel like I would rub off on the home and make it worse. I touched it like, oh, goodness gracious.
Bring my human self in there.
Yeah, like, am I allowed in here?
Yeah. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me take a minute to tell you about Revel Ace Hardware. One of the better hardware stores around, Revel Ace Hardware. Man, they've been in business so long, it's unbelievable, but they have many stores here in central Mississippi and do customer service better than anybody. I mean, when you walk in the store, any Revel Ace Hardware store, it doesn't matter who you are or where you go, they're going to want to help you and help you absolutely the best way they can, get you the product that you want. As well as that, they have a power equipment center in Pearl next to their Revel Ace store in Pearl on Highway 80 that features Gravely and Steel and just the best names in all the lawn care equipment that you could possibly think of and everything you need to take care of your lawn with as well, rakes and shovels, and they have all that. Revel Ace Hardware, great store. Go see them. Tell them you heard about them on the Rock and Roll Andy Man Show, and we appreciate you guys at Revel and you girls at Revel. You've done so well in helping people out so much, so thank you very much. Revel Ace Hardware, great, 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 great hardware store. Can you say enough about them? No. But I must stop, so I will. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about cedar shingles. We have before, and I think cedar shingles, in some degree, have almost become a thing of the past. Not in every degree, because they still use an awful lot of white cedar shingles for sidewalls on coastal type buildings or buildings particularly up north on the coast. Down here on the south along the coast, I'm not seeing as many white cedar shingles as I am seeing like fiber cement board everywhere. Everything's on stilts, and all the exterior is done in fiber cement board, whether it's siding or trim or whatever. And the fiber cement board will not decay, and it won't cause problems. So fiber cement, and it won't move. It's not as movable as other material is. It's very stable. So, a lot of people on the Gulf Coast along the Well, I was going to call it the Gulf of Mexico, but I have to think about that.
Yeah, you might get in trouble for that now.
I got to think about that, yeah. I might be considered a rebel if I say something like that, and I don't want to be labeled. That Gulf down there, let's just leave it like that.
That I'm going to go with Gulf of America.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on a list.
That's probably what it's going to be from now on, is the Gulf of America. I question whether it will or not. But let's just call it the Gulf of America right now, because that's what we're supposed to call it. But at any rate, they are building houses a lot different down there than they are along the coast up north. Now, a lot of times, cedar shingles for sidewalls around here, they were using a red cedar shingle, which was striped and painted. It had strips on it, and it was put up, and then it was generally painted or stained, and it worked very, very well. Pretty much that's been replaced by a fiber cement board or a synthetic siding, which helps. Really does a great job. Hey, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We're going to come back after a short break, and we'll be back and tell you a little bit about what Build Mississippi is all about. So don't you go away, Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's Handyman on Super Talk.
Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including day and evening addiction treatment programs for working professionals. For more info, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit BuildMississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. BuildMississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
We've sent that rib van.
Who's shredding that thing?
That was Randy Rhoads.
I figured it was. I was waiting for Ozzy to kick in any time. But
no, that's the test tone. That was before a concert. Somebody, they just hit record, and that was just him warming it up.
It's just one guitar. It's just amazing. It just blows
me
away.
Have you ever gone back on YouTube and, like, watched some of this? I love watching the Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhoads test tone, and just why the crowd just is, they're just walking around getting hot dogs and stuff, and all of a sudden, way off in the distance, you see this guy go, and they're like, oh, that's the real deal. And they just run. You know, just for the test tone.
It's
so great.
It is great. It really is great. Well, I forgot where I was going here. I was going to talk about something for sure. I can't find it right now because I don't know what I was going to talk about. So let's talk about something.
Let's move on. I can say that, George, thank you for the amazing picture of the cooler full of redfish Biloxi.
Yeah.
They're having a big day.
Yeah.
That's the kind of leisure I enjoy.
Yeah, that's a beautiful.
Congratulations on the haul. Somebody's going to be eating really good this weekend.
Oh, really? That's great food. Well, whenever you're building or remodeling, which happens a good deal, a lot of people nowadays are remodeling a lot more than they're building. The first thing you should always do is get at least three estimates on the same job. That's important to do, and I think the Building Association, the Contractors Association, will agree with that, that three, because three quotes really give you an idea of what maybe a contractor is going to accomplish during their working for you. And with their quotes, does that include a list of what they intend to do and what they intend not to do? And maybe they don't list what they don't intend to do. It should. You should know what a contractor is going to do for a certain dollar. And it may be, for instance, let's just talk a little bit about windows because I deal a lot with windows and I know quite a bit about them. The same type window, you take a quality window and you want to replace the window that you have. So you pick a low-E vinyl window and you want to replace it. All right, you've picked a good window. That window, depending on the installation of and the person you buy it from, can really vary a great deal in price. Particularly when it comes to an installed window. And not only that, but you can compromise the quality of the window by not properly installing it. So installing it properly is just as important as the quality of a window. It must be installed properly. And not all windows are done that way, unfortunately. They are not installed properly. But I'll give you a for instance. It's one of my jobs. I was doing the job where we're replacing all the windows in a home. This was probably a while ago, so it's not in today's pricing at all. It was years ago. But I was doing a house, and there was a lot of windows, and we did the whole project, including painting, caulking, finishing, installing, correctly insulating, making sure there's no air infiltration, and quality windows. And the whole house was like $15,000. And when we were finished, the homeowner came to me and said he had two other companies that had bid the job, and both of them, one was like twice the price that I was asking, and one was higher by probably $1,000 a show or so than I was asking. And it makes me wonder, what is the person who is doing twice the price? What do they offer that I don't? You know, anything? I don't think so. I don't think so. So be careful. Look at your quotes. Get your quotes. And then when you use any kind of building or remodeling, always use timeless material. Timeless material. Function is much more important than fashion. And function should always come first. Fashion comes second. Now, not to say that fashion should ever be discounted, because it shouldn't, because it does have a certain amount of play in every remodeling or building project. But structure is more important. Structure is going to take place and should take place first. Everything has to be built exactly right. But when you use timeless material like stainless steel or brick or subway tile, and subway tile comes in many different colors and even has a little bit different shape to some of it. It's not just flat, it's just kind of curved on the edge a little bit, looks a little bit different. Make sure that in about 5 or 10 years that your remodeling project doesn't look like it needs doing again. If you do it right and do it with timeless material, you'll get a product that is worth doing and worth spending the money on remodeling and renovating, and be happy that you did. And that's, you know, we all have to be stewards of our own money and keepers of the funds, and that's the best way to do it. Is you know, you wouldn't go out and buy a car just to say, hey, I'm going to go buy a car, and just go buy one and just get one off the lot and just say, hey, yeah, so you want $50,000, I'm going to give you $50,000 for it. No, you're going to shop and grind their nose to the stone and do everything you can to get the price to where you can afford it. And that's kind of the same thing you need to do in building material and with contractors. Let them know that that you expect a really quality job, and you really expect quality material, and you know, and then we'll talk about prices and things like that. All right, Build Mississippi. What an organization. What a great organization. They're trying to fill the $100,000 jobs. I can say that, I know again. The 100,000 jobs that are going to be available, and that are available now in this state for people who are willing to work with their hands, whether it be plumbing or high-end electrical work or high-end maintenance on HVAC units in commercial buildings. That kind of thing is how they're going to train you, and train you in a very short period of time. And a lot of their trades have... you know, are subsidized by the government. They can get you through school in no time at all and build a career where you can really make a handsome income. Build Mississippi is a great, great organization. And I suggest you just check out that website, buildmississippi.com, and find out what's going on with Build Mississippi. It's a great organization. They have training facilities in a couple of three places throughout the state, and their training facilities are just immense buildings that have simulators in them that show you how to drive large equipment and how to maybe weld without actually getting burned. And they have all these great simulators, plus their staff that does the master instructors are people in the industry, successful people in the industry who have probably gone through their program or a program like theirs and have become very successful and have never, ever gone to any kind of college and done extremely well in doing so. Now, some of these programs are available also through colleges and can be found. Build Mississippi, great organization. Hey, Handyman Show, we do it each and every Saturday. We get up at 10 and we run until 12. My name is Buddy Slowick, rock and roll handyman right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Super Talk Mississippi, Buddy Slowick. Talk to you next week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.